Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to a special little mini bonus episode of the Theater Podcast, intimate personal conversations with theater's biggest names. Real quick, of course, our normal plug these days, please go to thetheaterpodcast.com/Patreon to help support us. You can find us online at theater_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. As always, I'm Alan Seals.
And I'm Jillian Hockman.
And this is a little bonus episode we want to put out to get your attention back to episode 9, which is Beth Level, and episode 14, which is Dori Berenstein, because
it is prom takeover month.
That's right.
So Beth plays Dee Dee Allen, who is one of the leading ladies of the prom, and Dori Berenstein is the producer of the prom and so many other things. And they are two of our favorite people that we have talked to on this podcast. Everybody's our favorite person, but we really do love them. Special place in our heart for everyone on the prom.
Beth and Dori gave us the interviews in December. December, actually. We released in December and January, respectively, but we released the episodes, interviewed them long before we had any inclination that the prom wanted to do a May takeover. So since then and now, there's been a lot that's actually happened for the prom. Of course, mm-hmm. 7 Tony nominations, including Best New Musical, and a couple of the leads of
Beth has a nomination.
Beth has a nomination now, and then Brooks has a nomination.
And Caitlin.
And Caitlin, yeah. So there's a lot of
and Casey.
Oh yeah, Casey too.
Everybody's so good.
Well, 7 people specifically. Also, what's happened is the news came out, in case you haven't heard, that the prom is also getting made into a movie that will be on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to get written into a young adult novel.
That's so great.
It's
I love
so
that they're bringing
cool.
this story to every different medium, because it's an important story, and it's something that it's starting conversations nationally from the Thanksgiving Day parade with the first LGBT kiss on Macy's parade on TV to household conversations of how people can talk to their family members about their different orientations or different ways that they feel. And I like that this is now being expanded to mm-hmm. every different medium under the sun. So everyone gets to have some prom.
And everybody from the prom that we've talked to, either on this podcast or, you know, in our personal travels, has mentioned the feedback and mentioned the things that they're told and the letters that they get sent. And there's people now who are living in the places that are represented within the show, who are writing them and who are coming to see the show and telling them that for the first time ever, they are seeing themselves represented on stage in terms of like the teenage queer individual. Or in Josh Lehman told us on his episode that there was a guy who was a larger man, you know, probably 19 or 20, who was like, you're the first person I've seen that's like me who's on stage. And this is so inspiring. Oh, by the way, I'm bisexual. That's the first time I've ever told anybody. Mm-hmm. And then broke down ugly crying. So the show is inspiring people. And what's also very impressive to me in this awards season is that it is the only show that is not based on some other source material. It's mm-hmm. completely original.
Yep. I really like that almost everyone in the show who's kind of a longtime performer or a longtime person in the industry, but specifically Beth and Dori, have been doing this for years and years and years and have been in so many different productions or been a part of all these different things. Dori's done television and film and all these things, and Beth has done so many shows, but they are so passionate about this particular show and about the message, and they have been with this for 7+ years. And this is something that you can tell with them, with these two, but with everybody, this is a passion project for them. And I'm really, really proud of the fact that it's a passion project that's actually really good. Because sometimes you get these projects that are like not as great, but you could tell how much everybody's into it. But this is a story that is not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, Beth, Brooks, Angie, and Christopher, the parts were all written for them, mm-hmm. starting 7 years ago in the readings and the workshops, and then they went with it. Like, it is so rare that you have four original characters written specifically for four actors that were not only there in the beginning, but made it all the way with the production as it moved its way to Broadway. Mm-hmm. So it's very unique in that way as well. Everybody, please go back, go to thetheaterpodcast.com or wherever you're listening now on your favorite podcast player. Scroll back to episode 9 with the wonderful Beth Level, and then listen to episode 14 with lead producer Dori Berenstein. She is actually the first producer, only producer so far we've had on the podcast, and has a very interesting perspective on the show and on the industry, and is just a lovely person to talk to. They both are. As always, you can find us online, theater_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us on the web, thetheaterpodcast.com/Patreon if you want to help support us in any way you can.
And thank you so much to everyone who has been supporting us already and has been here from the beginning, or if you're just finding us now. We see everything. We read all the emails. We see all your comments. We love talking to everybody, and we really, really appreciate it. And we hope you'll continue to support us so we can keep doing really cool stuff and find ways to bring you even more amazing content, like things like takeovers and giveaways and all that.
Speaking of takeovers, let us know through feedback at thetheaterpodcast.com. Send us an email. Let us know what show you'd like us to have take over the podcast next. We always love reading emails from listeners and taking your suggestions. So let us know. And we'll try to make it happen. So thank you to you. Thank you to The Prom. Please visit them online at thepromusical.com for all the information and to get tickets and whatnot. So
yeah, go see this show. If you're anywhere near New York, I would not be surprised if it tours at some point. Go see this show. It is just so great.
Take a deep breath, make the world a little colorful.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.